I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Park.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Aurora Roth. I am 25 years old, and Joanna is a friend, a colleague, a peer, and a soul sister.
And my name is Joanna Young. I am 33 years old. My relationship to my partner is that she is a dear friend, a colleague, and a soul sister.
In some ways, I was happy to have the role as like the peacemaker and communicator because I came in very last minute. And so once I found my role as this like peacemaker, it was like, okay, this is my role on the team. It's not so much science, it was more communication.
So did you take that role on yourself, just seeing a need for it, or was there ever a conversation?
Yeah, I just took on that role. It needed to happen. We needed to make sure that we saw each other and respected each other, but was pretty exhausting. There was one time sitting in the cook tent, people were getting ready for bed, and I was just sitting and writing in my journal. The other woman came in and started talking to me about some problems she was having with one of the people on our team. And I was, you know, listening and trying to help, you know, her figure out ways she could address this or conversations she could have or ways she could approach a conversation. We finished that conversation and then she left and went to bed. And then another field team member came into the tent and started, you know, expressing his frustrations to me about things he was experiencing. Then he left, and then a third field team member came in. And so I was kind of like the field team therapist. And there was a joke on the field team that, oh, Aurora just likes to talk about feelings all the time.
I'm curious to hear maybe an example or two of some of the sort of divisive issues that came up between the women and the men on the field and maybe how you navigated those.
It came down to communication styles. And then there are the little things, right? I feel like every woman in the field sciences has stories like this where you are not asked to help fix something, or if you're working on something, a man will come in and start spouting expertise and knowledge that you didn't need. You were doing fine fixing that snow machine or fixing that instrument.
Yeah. Did you and the female graduate student talk about the challenges of going to the bathroom when there's a bunch of dudes around and you're in the middle of the Antarctic ice sheet? And
yeah, definitely. The biggest difference is that you're wearing these Carhartt bib overalls to do work in, and every woman in Antarctica is issued a funnel. So you learn to pee with this funnel into a bottle or even just standing like a man. But that was time, you know, out of my day and out of my field prep that I like had to spend learning how to pee into a funnel. but just having, you know, another woman to talk about that with, and she had, you know, been to Antarctica for a couple of seasons already, and she was the one that said, make sure you practice in the shower.
It's frustrating to me that the bathroom thing has to be such an issue. It's something that comes up in every field experience. Like, we just haven't figured out how to give one another privacy yet, because I think men really take it for granted.
You know, it's a funny thing that you can like laugh at, and it's kind of hilarious, but it is so emblematic of larger sort of systematic ways that field teams are run, or conversations that are being had or are not being had that would make women feel so much more welcome in the field.
I think that's a big part of it, is just having these conversations. As a junior scientist who's been sort of working my way up through the ranks slowly and is not at the top yet, it can be really hard to advocate for yourself and to have those conversations and to bring it up. And it's not just the bathroom thing, right? It's also all of the raunchy jokes that people bring out in the field, because for some reason, everybody treats the field like it's a safe space to say whatever you want. It's also all the other microaggressions like you describe. A good field team leader could just put that all out there to start. But that culture change is really slow to be happening. It's really slow.
It's also something that I think about too. I would love to be in a field team leader position down in Antarctica, and how I would do that differently is have those conversations right up front. And people might joke about it and say, you know, Aurora just wants to talk about feelings all the time, but I'll just power through and we're going to talk about feelings and talk about these softer things beyond just science, because that's what actually makes effective science and makes the best science is when a team's working well together.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skonberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Michael DeLue. And our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.